Until 11, local, national and international affairs. Plus some goss and scandal. You're listening to Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And coming up this hour, of course, a look at Monday's sport as we do every single Monday without fail. Good to see Geelong back in the winner's circle, especially winning on the road. Although, interesting result. When you look at the scoreline, Geelong only winning on behinds. They actually didn't score as many goals as Sydney. So we'll talk about that after 10:30. And also we'll be having on our sports panel special guest Rob Cameron from the Sports Fix program. Looking forward to speaking to him. But now a look at animal trafficking. And I was very surprised to learn that some Australian cockatoos are worth up to $30,000. Which does mean that it could be quite a lucrative industry for animal trafficking. But to have a chat about who's on the front line when it comes to trying to crack down on this sort of behaviour, it's a very good morning to Angela Heathcote from Australian Geographic. Angela, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. So just explain why there's so much of an incentive out there for animal traffickers. I mean, I couldn't believe when I read that some Australian cockatoos are worth $30,000, and I presume other species are equally as valuable.
Yeah. Well, basically it's because humans are attracted to colourful, rare and things that are very hard to get. And, you know, in Australia, these premium price tags are attached mainly because of the high levels of biodiversity and, you know, the large colour variations of our cockatoos.
So what does that mean in terms of how big the trafficking industry is? Is it out of control? Do we have an idea on just how widespread this issue is?
Well, to be honest, experts have no firm grasp on the size of the problem just because, you know, it is a black market industry. But they are certain it poses, like, you know, a big risk to biodiversity because, you know, poachers aren't threatening these animals with extinction, but it will have an impact on wild populations, especially for animals that are either endangered or critically endangered, where even taking one that might be a part of a breeding pair can have catastrophic, you know, repercussions.
Even though it's impossible to quantify, do you get the sense that the problem is as big as it was 10 years ago or even worse than 10 years ago, or is it really just too hard to say?
A lot of the ecologists that I've been speaking to have said that there's been a bit of a boom in the last 10 years, and they attribute that to the popularity of these animals on platforms like Instagram, where you see social influencers and people like that with these exotic birds, but no one's really questioning where they're getting them. And, you know, it's this boom of, and I guess that is kind of why, you know, the science can only do so much. You know, the demand is something that has to be curtailed. And so I think that we have to be more wary of platforms like social media that make it so easy to advertise these birds.
Are there legitimate channels that people can get these exotic animals from?
Oh, it ranges from things like Facebook groups, to, you know, any kind of trading platform, really. I mean, to Instagram's credit, they really are cracking down on this. For example, if you search hashtag pangolin, It comes up with a warning saying this is an endangered animal, and just know that this has, you know, it gives you a warning, basically, of what you're searching for. So they're taking the initiative as well, but I think, you know, average Australians have a job to kind of, you know, call out when they see our birds in places that they probably shouldn't be.
So how do we try and crack down on it other than that method that you're talking about? What do we need to do? Because this article in Australian Geographic talks about CSI, the latest technology.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, the scientist side of it is, you know, this new technology that's coming out where they're now using the chemical signatures that are contained in keratin, so, you know, echidna quills or pangolin scales, and they're using that they're reading that chemical signature and determining whether or not that animal is wild caught or captive bred. Mm. So, you know, an animal that's going to forage in the wild, their diet will be completely different from an animal that's captive bred. So that's kind of their role. And they're looking at rolling that out on key bottlenecks that have, you know, that are high trafficking areas. That's their role. Our role is kind of to, you know, be those, be kind of like, you know, a citizen watchdog, you know, like when we see things on Instagram where we see these exotic Australian birds that aren't where they're supposed to be, it's not, you know, it doesn't take a lot just to be like, hey, like, do you have a license for that? You know, where did you get that? And then especially there are a lot of apps like, Taronga has just recently developed an app called Wildlife Witness. which is for Australians that travel overseas. And if they see an Australian animal overseas, they can take a picture of it and they send it through to the, they send it through on the app, and then they have experts kind of look over and read into it and determine whether or not that might be an issue.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And what happens if someone does own an animal that, you know, the source can't be verified? What does the law say? Is it like if you're getting profit from stolen goods, you know, can that animal be taken from? I mean, how does it all work?
Yeah, it's interesting because you'll find that a lot of people who steal birds from the... I mean, that is, you know, there's the minor... Well, when I say minor cases, I don't actually mean minor, but you have cases where people are trying to go and get, you know, they go into the wild and they want to get a pet. And then you have these more large-scale organised trafficking syndicates. But a lot of people you'll find are either ignorant to the fact, like they don't know where the birds come from. They're assuming that the trader has said, oh, you know, like we're licensed, you know, we're licensed traffickers. Like, you know, we have the ability to sell these birds to you. So a lot of people are actually ignorant to where, you know, these birds are actually coming from. So, you know, enforcing the law, I mean, I think that the focus for a lot of scientists and a lot of people who work at traffic and sites, those international regulatory bodies, are looking at kind of, you know, going for the poachers and their source and where it all begins, rather than, you know, I think that's, yeah, definitely where their focus are.
If someone does have an exotic bird like that, do they actually need to have a license to keep that bird?
Absolutely. You cannot keep certain birds, or a lot of wild birds, without a license. You must have a license.
And that license comes from the person that you buy it from, or the local council?
So the government of state governments regulate what animals can and cannot be kept. And that changes from state to state. So it's definitely up to the government to kind of, like, you know, enforce that.
Fantastic. Well, that's really, really interesting to hear about the developments that are occurring. And I suppose with Instagram and such, as you say, it is taking on a whole new level. But then at the same time, you've got the technology on the other side that can detect where trafficking may have taken place. And it'll be interesting to see where it goes over the next 5 years or so.
Yeah, hopefully it puts an end to the trade over the next couple of decades, I hope.
Well, thanks so much for being on the program. All the best.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Angela Heathcote there from the Australian Geographic magazine, which has done a full write-up on this issue of CSI, how they're trying to detect incidents of animal trafficking.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.